Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
We're
on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
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 We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Of Mega Show, and it's Sunday, May 8th, 2011. Alrighty. Anywho, good times, good times. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies with children who've had children, who've conceived, and still have their kids around, or the kids are still alive, technically. Mothers, that's right. Shouts to you today. Tomorrow, we're going to take you for granted, as usual. I was trying to tune into this little catfight that was going on over at the Larry O'Connor program, the Stage Right Show. You had these two commentators that were arguing over the role of motherhood, of the mother, and whether or not a woman who chooses to be a housewife, chooses to raise her children instead of taking up a career. Somehow, I think this one girl was arguing that somehow that was didn't qualify someone to become an activist, a political activist. Rather ridiculous argument, actually, I think. I mean, why not? I mean, why not if you're breastfeeding, you're just sitting there bored, why not start reading some blogs and blogging yourself and getting active? Why not? I'm totally for it. I don't see the argument. I just don't. So I tried to, I was tuning into that for a second, and they were just getting into the argument, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, I haven't talked to my mom yet today. Oh, my God. It's Mother's Day, and I haven't talked to my mother yet. I got on the horn and wished Mom a happy Mother's Day. So it's all good. It's all good. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Ghost had a show today. I tuned into part of the Ghost program today. He had a special Mother's Day, anti-Mother's Day edition. Man, he was ragging on ladies. And I just want to tell you, kids, I appreciate all you ladies. I don't care whether you've shit out any kids or not. It don't matter. I love you, and I want to continue to make love to all of you. I made sure to give shout outs to several of my favorite MILFs today. I have a lot of MILF friends. Shouts to the Milts on Mother's Day. So, anywho, what else is new? Well, I'll tell you what's new. Coding is something every tech geek should try at least once. And there are free, and Mashable has posted 4 free resources on how to do it. So for all you little wannabe script kiddies out there, they have, you know, you fancy yourself to be a troll. Well, hey, upgrade from being a troll to a troll who can code. Diversify your game. There you go. Via Mashable. These 4 ways to learn to code online. There's one's called Rackspace Hosting. Rackspace. UC Berkeley webcast. Oh, well, UC Berkeley's got a webcast on it. And some other shit. I don't know. There you go. Diversify your trolling, kids. Learn some code. Alrighty, what else is happening? Nothing much. That's why the lines are open. I've been busy all day, and I haven't paid attention to what's going on in the world. Oh, I'll tell you what's going on. The fucking Lakers are gone, baby. They're gone. Man, that feels so good to see the Lakers get swept in 4 by the Mavs. That was some shit. The Sharkies unfortunately lost 4-3. So, game 6 in Detroit. I don't know what to do. All right, I'm gonna take a break. Check this out: Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Give me a call. Open lines all night. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince LeBay. Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears with Booty City. And you're tuned to Mega Show. Vince in Le Bay, your host for the next 2 hours, taking calls via the phone line 1-347-826-7667. And what do you know? The Vince in the Bay Times is out. Top stories today via Streetwise IT and Bootsy Collins. Let's see what we got here. The Hawks won. Ooh. RAF jets target rocket launchers at weapons sites south of Colonel Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Oh my God. No. Apparently there's a video online of the United States bombing the shit out of one of Gaddafi's rocket launcher sites. Let's check this out. Skynet News? Is that what's up? Is that what this is from? Yeah, this would be a Skynet News. Rebels in the Libyan city of Misrat are engaged in intense fighting with Gaddafi loyalists near the airport as a NATO airstrike hits the east of the city. A rebel spokesman says blah 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 bloop bloop blop. I mean, I just want to watch the goddamn video. Play this. Oh damn! They fucked up his missile launchers. Yeah. Check this out, kids. I hope whoever was working that day called in sick, because they are no longer working at that missile launch site. Check this out. If you're in the chat room. Hey, Troy Shadow, check this out, dude. That's right. We are bombing the shit out of Libya, bitches. It's on. That's right. We ain't fucking around. In fact, we should hear from let's get fired up. Okay, you just saw that video of United States or NATO forces, if you will, blowing the shit out of blowing up what's his name, Colonel Gaddafi's missile launching sites. Pretty amazing shit. Yeah, those Libyans, those pesky Libyans.
Oh my God, they found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Run for it, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? The Libyans!
Holy shit!
As Commander-in-Chief, I'm grateful to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and to their families. And I know all Americans share in that sentiment. For generations, the United States of America has played a unique role as an anchor of global security and as an advocate for human freedom. America. Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges. America. But when our interests and values are at stake, America. We have a responsibility to act.
America, fuck yeah. Come and be us to save the motherfucking day, yeah. America, fuck yeah. Freedom is the only I don't get down like that.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Hey, hey, hey. Vincent Le Bay back with you for yet another edition of Mega Show. That's right. Wide open lines tonight. Anybody and everybody, welcome to call in. And we, lo and behold, we have our first caller. Blocked number 111. You're on the air. What's up? Hello? Blocked number, did you mute yourself, caller? Caller, you're on the air. All right, maybe not. It's fine. It's all good. It's Vince in the Bay. It is what it is. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. That guy was on there, and he had his hand up, but nothing doing. Oh, well. Remember to unmute yourself, kids, when you call in. Also, if you're queuing up some pre-recorded material to play, make sure that's ready to go within about 5 seconds. If you can't trigger your pre-recorded material within that five-second window, I move on. Shouts to KMT Lives Near Me. Is that what that is? KMT Live SNME. All right. That name is a troll in and of itself. Troy Shadow, several guest listeners. We had a lot of guests earlier, but they all cut out, so it's all good. Don't matter. If you want to call in, the number's there. You just dial that, and then once you get inside and you want to say howdy to me, just press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to join the conversation, or lack thereof one at this point. Yeah. So, yeah, I had a busy day. I got home a little while ago, and I haven't put together anything for the show. So I'm just relying on the Vince in the Bay Times right now. Why is Condoleezza Rice making the rounds? Suddenly she's doing all these interviews. Oh, here's a good one from rawstory.com. Former Vice President Dick Cheney said Sunday that President Barack Obama should put waterboarding back on the table. That's right. Dick Cheney says Obama should reinstate the waterboarding program. I didn't realize we stopped doing it. I thought there was just a debate about it, and it continued, but whatever. Oh, here's a Guinness Book of World Record. A world record that was just recorded today. The loudest cat purr. The Guinness Book of World Records has made it official. A 12-year-old British house cat has the loudest purr in the world. Smokey is the toast of the fluffy news world. ABC's Good Morning America lays claim to being the first to alert the colonies about his eardrum punishing purr. Oh, the name of the cat is Smokey. And Smokey's story isn't the most ridiculous non-human interest story by a... What? Who the fuck wrote this shit? Oh, this is Tommy Christopher. No wonder. Oh, please. All right, I got to hear what this purr sounds like, though. Oh, please, with your goddamn commercials. Anyway, the world's largest, the world's loudest purr. I got to hear this. I know I've heard a lot of ladies go meow. There we go. What are they talking about?
He seems pretty normal. Furry, friendly, but that's because the volume's down. Crank it. Unreal and almost constant is Smokey the loudest cat in the world, 92 decibels. Most cats peak at 20. But what does 92 decibels actually mean? Well, it's louder than a washing machine, that's 70. It's about the same as a truck engine idling across the street, and it's just a fraction less than what you would hear from a jet engine when the plane comes in to land. Who's a noisy kitty?
Whose husband wants rid of her?
Presumably this actually gets in the way of your life.
It can be very annoying if you're on the telephone.
And she drowns out the TV.
The severe storm system is creating...
Hey, no one drowns out George. Just think of the movies she could ruin.
She will suddenly start a loud droning purr, and it always seems to be at the tense part of the film.
Gone with the Wind.
What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear.
Sixth Sense.
Go ahead.
The Guinness Book of World Records didn't have a category for loudest cats. They've made up some rules, and we tried to figure them out, and clocked Smokey from...
All right, blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up, dude. I just wanted to hear what that cat sounded like. How do I stop this? How can this please stop? Go away. Oh, my God. I hope you guys heard that. At least you could hear the purring of that cat. It is pretty loud. It sounds like a bird. That was mildly amusing. I don't know. But, where did I get that from? Oh, yeah, this is all from the Vince in the Bay Times, by the way, kids. BTW. Where did I find that? Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay. And here you go, kids. The world record for the loudest cat purr. There you go. There's the link. You're welcome. Oh, that cleared like half the people out of the room. Perfect. Perfecto. Bellissima. Oh, I used to live with a cat named Bella. And a dog named Lorca? Yeah, Lorca. Fucking commie, liberal, pinko, biatch of an owner. Just kidding. She's not listening, though, but you never know. I think I might have a guest here. Kishu, is that you?
Of course it's me, babe.
I had a feeling. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just made some noodles, and they fucking suck, so I'm giving them to the dog.
Aw.
I'm weirded out because I make these noodles like at least once a week. They're like my favorite.
Uh-huh.
But I think I put too much butter. It's like they're all mushy and weird. I'm like, fucking noodles. I was really looking forward to that, but whatever. I have a pork roast in the oven, so I'm good.
Damn, a pork
roast?
I love
how I'm cooking dinner for myself at fucking in the middle of the night. Like, I cooked dinner for my daughter and my grandparents, and I didn't really want it. After I cooked it, I was like, I'm just going to make this fucking pork roast. And then they can have that for dinner tomorrow, and then I get to eat right now.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, however you got to work it. I mean, yeah.
Make it happen,
baby. Oh, yeah.
I don't know where I learned how to cook. Like, my grandma was like, she was a good cook, but she always made everything really burnt, like, crispy-like. Not burnt, but just like, you know, she was always like, well done, you know? Really well done. But she knew how to cook a lot of stuff. It's just always well done. And then my fucking grandpa, like, all he knows how to cook is beans and tortillas. He's Mexican. And my mom, she can't cook. The only thing she probably cook is like fucking microwave macaroni or something. And my other dad, he never cooked. He always had a fucking like private chef. So my other dad, my fucking only dad, but my dad did. I never fucking was in my life, really. My grandpa was pretty much my father. Anyways, that's enough about my fucking life. So how are you, Vince of the Bay?
I'm sorry, are you done? Hello? Hi, hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I dozed off there. That's great. Thanks, Kishu. Appreciate the report. So yeah, it's Mother's Day. And according to a recent survey by the National Retail Federation, Americans have spent over $16 billion this Mother's Day, the most of any national holiday other than Christmas. But Mother's Day wasn't always a commercial bonanza. It began as something deeply personal. In May, in May 1907, Ann Jarvis, a Methodist school teacher from Grafton, West Virginia, held a memorial service at her church to honor her mother, who had died 2 years earlier. The following year, Jarvis hatched the idea of expanding this commemoration to the broader public. She envisioned the creation of a separate day set aside each year to honor the sacrifices of all mothers nationwide. She wrote letters to newspapers, churches, and politicians across the country, enlisting them in the promotion of her new hobby. I guess it was kind of a hobby, this holiday, but her new holiday. Dude, let's come out with our own holiday, shall we?
Mother's Day is balls, to be honest. All holidays are balls, to be honest. I mean, seriously,
I know.
This
Let's
is my second year
holiday.
Being a mother, hey. And, like, I got, like, a necklace and some roses, and I was like, oh, well, that's cool. But, like, fucking seriously, it's just another day. Like, I wrote that in my grandma's card, actually. I was like, I love you, Grandma. You're the best grandma in the world, and I'd be lost without you, but today is just another day. XOXO,
mm-hmm.
Kishu, and my daughter.
Dude, have you seen
cool
this video
story.
Footage? Did you see the video footage I posted of us taking out one of Gaddafi's missile launchers?
No.
You didn't see it? Oh, it's fucking badass.
I don't care about that shit. It doesn't fucking affect my life. I don't care.
Oh, this will affect your life. When you see it, you'll be like, fuck yeah, dude. You'll get some lulls out of it.
When there's an apocalypse and I become the new world leader, then I'll be happy and shit will affect my life. But until then, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about politics. I don't care about any of this BS. I just want the zombies to fucking come and I want to shoot fucking brains out and fucking, I don't know.
You like zombie movies?
Start my own new fucking culture, world, whatever.
You like zombie movies?
Yeah, I dig zombies. I've like been dreaming of a fucking zombie apocalypse since I was like fucking a little kid. I was talking about it with Burns today, and he was like, fuck your dreams. Your dreams are bullshit. And I was like, my dreams are awesome. He's like, it's never going to happen. I'm like, it's going to fucking happen. He said, zombies will never happen. I'm like, whatever. Fuck you. That was our conversation. Either way, an apocalypse would be fucking sweet. As long as I didn't die, obviously. But I'm not going to die. Nothing could kill me.
I know. You're made of dwarf star alloy.
I know, it's the truth.
It's the most unpenetratable metal in the world, the universe.
Hell ever. Yeah.
That was the thing when I used to play Star Wars back in the day when I was kids and when I was a kid in the backyard with my friends. Like I would have like an X-wing fighter and my friend would have like a TIE fighter. And we'd be like, you know, flying around, and like I'd be like shooting at him, like, oh, dude, I totally nailed you, dude. Your wing should be like blown off. And he's like, no, you can't blow off my wing because it's made of dwarf star alloy. And I was, what? It's made of dwarf star alloy. It's a special material. It's impenetrable by lasers or anything that you would have on your X-wing fighter. Dude, in the movie, the X-Wing totally blows off the fucking wing, dude. I don't care what it's made out of. It's fucking... I blew up your wing, dude. No, it's made of Dwarf Star Alloy. Sorry. That was... I always had that one kid. Just the fucking know-it-all kid. That was just a fucking... Could not handle losing. Could not handle losing. There was no chivalry. He was just like... You just make shit up. Like, oh, I was on timeout.
Sorry, I just accidentally beat up my dog.
Do you want a timeout? Should I put you on timeout?
I should be in timeout.
All right, I'm going
to... There's like this fucking little scooter back here that I was like trying to push out of the way because like kids put it all out in the fucking middle of the walkway. And it fell over onto the dog that was all sleeping. It's not good. And then the other dog went and took that dog's spot now. You are a bitch dog. It's not nice. You go back to your chair. The fucking dogs are so spoiled. Like, my grandparents have these two dogs that live outside, but they have, like, this little back room that's, like, screened in that they live in there at nighttime, you know? And I fucking have them, they, both of the dogs have fucking, like, nice-ass lazy boy recliners. Who fucking gets their dogs fucking lazy boy recliners? It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm looking at the news. Nothing fucking happened today. It was Mother's Day. Everybody, like, all the people that, like, blow shit up and, like, kill people took the day off. Like, literally, they, like, all, like, nothing happened today.
Let's go hug our mamas. My glass door is so loud. Every time I open it, it's fucking annoying. Because I'm sure you can hear that. A loud-ass fucking shh as I pull it open.
Yeah, there's always a lot of noise going on. When you're not talking, for some reason, you're always doing other shit that makes a lot of noise, so that's why I mute you.
Yeah, like
right
now I'm pouring some water.
Yeah,
it makes me mad when you mute me.
Well, it's because you make noise. You make a lot of noise.
Well, you know what?
You're
because I'm not just sitting at my fucking computer fucking off. I'm, you know, fucking off doing other things in the fucking kitchen and then outside.
Yeah, I know.
Smoking
and that's fine. I respect that, but you also have to respect the fact that I'm going to mute your shit because it makes a lot of fucking noise. And if you're not talking,
I don't respect that. I'm not down with that.
Well, you're going to be down with it, sister. And hang on a second. Let me get. Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I was getting a new tweet from somebody, but it was actually an old tweet. I'm checking out my tweets. Oh man, I got to upload all the video I shot yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You should do that. Oh, fucking, you know what? I'm kind of annoyed, right? Like, I think it's really awesome that fucking I got, like, this sweet-ass, like, hot pink fucking long-stem roses today. But they're all, like, half-dead. So, either they just didn't have any nice ones, and they were just like, oh, well, we'll just buy the half-dead ones. Or, I don't know, something, they just fucking died when they fucking got into my hands. I don't know. But either way, I'm like, that's balls. I wanted pretty roses. I got fucking fail roses.
Oh, here we go. Here's my found my picture. Yeah, dude, check this shit out. This is the ramp that I was hanging out at watching.
I have that on my phone, I think.
This is what I was doing yesterday. I was hanging out watching that. Melissa Hopkins in the building.
I want to hop on that Hopkins.
Oh yeah.
Well, I don't know who she is.
Can I film you? She's a chick. She's a hottie. She's a MILF.
Well, I would.
A cougar. I don't know if she's a. I don't know if she's Melissa. I don't know if you're a mother or not. But if you are, happy Mother's Day. If not, happy Mother's Day to your mother.
Come on, sorry, I'm talking to my other dog.
She says,
Have you seen my dog?
No, I have not. I've never met you in real life, Kishu. Of course I've not.
I'm talking about on cam. I get on cam with the freaking dog a lot.
No, not with me. You never get on cam with me. I've seen you on cam like two times, and they're both at Tiny Chad. You never cam on with me on Skype ever. So don't even confuse me for one of your other boyfriends on the internet, all right?
Oh, whatever.
Holy shit. Letza Hopkins has three sons? No wonder she's so crabby and intense.
Oh, man, yeah, three boys. I don't think I ever want boys, to be honest. Maybe one, but no, I doubt it. I don't ever want any more kids, I don't think. I mean, I don't know. I can't say that because you never know what might happen in 10 years. But I definitely don't want any more kids for, like, 10 years.
No shit. You got to work on the one you got, you know, before you start moving on to some other shit. That's the thing is these people get gritty. They get used to one kid, and they're like, oh, that was pretty fun, huh, honey? Let's do another one. Why not? He's cute. He's funny. It wasn't that bad.
I mean, like, my daughter's set. Like, she has, like, two trust funds. She's, like, fucking, you know, college paid for, all that shit. But, like, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, your kids, they need attention. You know, when you have multiple kids, you can't, you know, give as much attention. You know what I mean? You could have all the money in the world, and that's not going to make your kid fucking feel loved. And the more and more kids you get, the worse that happens, the worse it gets, you know? But, yeah, so, yeah, I don't know if I'll ever have any more kids. If I do, it's not going to be for a long time.
Melissa Hopkins wants to be put on the air. Yeah, call in, Melissa, no problem. Just call in, and I'll put you on the air. Sort of Melissa Hopkins trolling my show right now. Trolling me hard. She's going to call in and prank me.
Oh, yeah.
She always calls in and pretends to be like this uptight, conservative bimbo when we all know it's a joke. It's all an act. But I play along. It's fine. Whatever. I'll play along. Don't matter.
You play along.
I like to role. I like to role play, baby.
Oh, yeah.
This just in from Schenectady. I can't even say that fucking word. Schenectady? Schenectady. 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 Schenectady, New York. Fucking tongue twister. All right. The near indescribable pain of a 30-hour labor and the passing of an 8-pound infant through her birth canal will, over time, prove to be the least agonizing part of Virginia Quigley's relationship with her young daughter. The 23-year-old first-time mother failed to realize that, though, Monday. I'm not going to go more into this story, but she said the labor was horrible. And
what?
It was the happiest day of her life.
I'm so confused.
It's from The Onion. You're supposed to be confused.
I think that having a baby was awesome. Like, labor was kind of fucked up for, like, the first, like, 5 minutes.
Dripping with sarcasm? That's a good one. We got DJ Uncle Bobby and dripping with sarcasm.
Dripping
with sarcasm. I can't wait to see what dripping with sarcasm has to put in the chat box.
I love how when I started talking about labor and birthing a child, you just completely cut me off.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to hear about that. Thanks.
I'll send you pictures if you want.
No, it's okay. I can.
Hell yeah. You want to lick my placenta?
Okay, Keisha, thanks a lot. Appreciate the visual. Appreciate the visual. Let me go to the phone lines here. Melissa Hopkins is with us now. Hey, Melissa, what's up?
Hey, man.
What's going on, baby cake?
What's
going on, sugar tits?
I'll tell you what. It was Mother's Day. This is my fourth year coaching soccer. And it was brutal. The other side were just absolutely mean, downright mean.
Winning.
So my two kids play on the soccer team, and one is really fast, and
one's
is
really
able
fat?
To fast.
Fat. That's what I thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fat.
Fat. Yeah, he's a big kid.
Fast.
He should be the goalie.
Fast.
Are you buying like a sheep or something? What the hell's going on with you? Have you been drinking, Melissa? What the hell's going on with you?
I keep trying to say fast, not fat.
Oh, you want to take a bath? Sure, why not? But first, tell me about the soccer game.
All right, so we're tied. And
you and me are tied? Are you kidding me? I'm kicking your ass right now.
The game was fucking tied.
Oh,
and
we're talking about the game again.
Son,
my bad.
My other son, my youngest son.
I'd love to have
son,
a Mai Tai. A Mai Tai sounds really good right now, actually.
Why don't you just fucking shut up for a second? So my youngest son, 8 years old, scored the winning goal. So we're undefeated.
Hell yeah, undefeated. Hey, Melissa, I have a question for you.
Sure.
What does Melissa think of the Jew and, hold on, the upcoming debate between him and Snake?
I don't have any opinion. I found it kind of boring, actually. I didn't think they brought much substance to the table.
Did you say an upcoming debate, or there was a debate?
Well, we decided to have a debate, but what I guess discovered in discussing with them, I didn't find much relevance actually.
Oh yeah, neither of them are relevant at all. Are you talking about the Skype assholes and the Jew? Yeah, they are both irrelevant. I agree. Why even bother?
Wow, I'm agreeing with Vince in the Bay. I can't believe it.
Why do you think I refuse to talk to those guys?
Well, I don't know. I usually don't stay up this late to listen to your show. I listen to Debbie, but I didn't see she had a show tonight.
I love Debbie. I'm down with
Debbie.
Well,
I wrote it in the chat room. I think you're having a love affair.
The Jew called out Snake to debate.
Yeah, I got that. And Snake doesn't make any sense, and the Jew doesn't have anything to bring to the table. So, I don't know.
The Jew has his big toe. A big toe, you know, it gets me off.
Yeah, that really excites me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you seem to be getting along with the Jew quite nicely, though, last night, from what I recall.
Well, he liked that. I was talking politics. You guys, we were talking fluff. We started talking politics. You kind of like it.
We are professional fluffers.
So he liked the politics part, but he didn't bring much to the table. He's going to have to step up. That's all I have to say. He's going to have to step up.
Why don't you debate the Jew with your intellect?
Why don't I debate the Jew what?
With your intellect.
I'd love to.
You hear that, Jew? She's calling you out.
Is he going to call in tonight?
He should.
He's
he
not.
Better.
He won't he call better. This. He won't call this show.
He won't. No,
he's butthurt. He's butthurt because I hung up on him because I had an epic show going. It was Bill Wagoner on with the BWC and Ken Moore and like everybody was it was the biggest BTR show in weeks, right? Everybody was getting down, and the Jew was on the panel, and everything was going good. And then he just, like, got all butthurt, I think, because, like, he felt the spotlight, like, shifting away from him somehow. So he got all pissed off and just started being the Jew, but being extra just annoying. And I just finally said, I just got sick of him. I just hung up on him. He wouldn't shut up. He pissed me off. I just hung up on him. And he's been butthurt ever since, and he won't come back here. And it's been a blessing, to be honest. I mean, I was the only person that really liked him on my show. So many people used to complain and say, I don't want to go back to your show because it's always just that one angry Jew and I don't really care for him.
Well, I mean, the one thing is to complain. But if you don't have a solution, that's another thing. And he doesn't bring any solutions to the table. Nothing.
No, he just likes to show off his sharp wit and intellect and drop his little nuggets of info, and you know that he's you know almost 100% sure that nobody's ever heard the stuff or thought of the scenarios that he's thought of, and he's always one step ahead of everybody, and he has to prove it every fucking second.
All right. Right. I'd love to debate him.
Oh God, please.
You
don't really want to go there, but it would make for good radio, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would be short.
I would not tune in, but I'm sure it would make for good radio.
Oh, you've got to tune in. You've got to wake up early enough in the morning to hear my show. It is totally different than how I talk
heard your
to you
show.
Guys.
No, I've heard your show. I know what goes on in your show. And
have you heard
my
interview with Tom DeLay?
Well, my what bums me about your show is, like, I was listening one time and you had your guests on and they did their thing and you still had like another hour to go, and like, you know, you're sitting there and you're like, all right, so thank you guests, blah blah blah, and they were gone, and you're just kind of like, all right, I'll take calls now. And then you like looked at your switchboard and you're like, oh, there's no callers. All right, well, I guess that's it. I gotta go. Bye. And I was like, what? Wait a second. You can't just like vamp for a couple of minutes and wait for people to call in. You seem to like be very, very hesitant to put yourself out there without somebody else to talk to.
Oh my God, no, that's not the case at all.
Maybe I just caught a couple of shows where that just.
What, Vince? What do you do for a living during the day?
I do production work. I do video and audio production work. Why? I told you this already. Are you fucked up tonight again, Melissa? Did you get wasted
no.
again? Because you asked me the same question like
Melissa,
2 nights ago.
Vince, hey, listen to me.
What?
What would you debate about on your show, Melissa?
I'll debate about anything. I can debate about anything on my show.
Vince works in production, but he also works pleasing my sexual needs. I pay him $1,000 an hour to please my sexual needs.
Yeah, I knew there was a love affair there.
Kishu, we kind of agreed that wasn't going to be talked about on air openly.
Well, it's out in the open now.
Vince, do you remember what I do during the day?
God, yes, of course. You're a cocktail waitress. Oh no, wait, that's at night. That's at night. No, during the day, you are a senior account executive for State Farm Insurance.
Wrong. See, you make fun of me for not remembering what you do, and you have no idea what I do. I do. All right.
You got me. I'll buy.
All right.
What do you do, Melissa? I forgot.
The reason why I cut my show short sometimes is I do litigation communications for a living. So I work in trials. And sometimes I just have to go to a trial. And that's what I've been doing. My last trial was Tuesday, and I'm not doing it for a while. I'm burnt out. I spent 5 months doing the Tom DeLay trial in Austin from August to December. And then I had one more trial after that, and I'm burnt out. I can't do it anymore.
Did you say you're all out of bourbon?
I don't drink bourbon.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. What do you
drink?
If I drink, I like white wine.
White wine or red wine?
White.
Weird. I don't know anybody who drinks white wine. I like red wine. I like a very sweet red wine. And I drink vodka as well. But I don't drink like a lot. I mean, I drink like once a week.
Yeah, I have to have a good white wine or else I get a headache. Same with red wine. I actually like red wine, but it has to be very expensive or else I can't drink it.
Yeah, shitty red wine is no good.
Yeah.
I've been drinking a lot of, what are they called? Pinot Noirs? Is that what it's called?
Pinot.
I can never remember
Pinot.
The name.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot.
See, yeah. I'm from the Oregon wine country, and Pinot Noir.
P- Pinot Noir is a very, very good mellow. It's not a very the wine is that typically Pinots are not aren't as acidic as like a Merlot or something like that. You know, it's a little more, it's less harsh. You know?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's good. I can never like remember the names of that shit or pronounce them, but yeah, I always go for the.
I had a really
recommended for the most part. I always just ask them what's the best shit you got, and then that works usually.
Yeah, I had a really bad experience on wine a couple months ago, and I'm not drinking. I haven't really drank any alcohol ever since. I went to a wine tasting with a friend of mine. And it was like one of these huge, but it wasn't like just one winery. It was like an entire convention center full of, it was like a wine tasting festival thing. It was like, you know, like it was like over like 500 booths. It was out of control. And a friend of mine had free passes. And basically what they do is they give you a glass when you walk in the door and you just wander around through the whole convention center. And it's a big ass party. People are just fucked up. It's insane. And it's a huge party, and you really have, I learned from that, you really have to pace yourself. You really have to make it about tasting the wine and not drinking. It's not a wine drinking festival. You have to keep that in mind. And I didn't realize that. I was just swigging it left and right, and I got so violently sick. I was out of commission for like 2 days. Unbelievable. My date wanted to rape me. She wanted to have her way with me. I literally was non-functional. I was no good to her. She was drunk and I was drunk, and she was like ready to pounce on me, and she's like grabbing up on me and stuff. We're in the car and getting all like frisky and stuff, and like right when we like and there's like as we're like pulling out of the parking lot, you know, we're like stopping and going, stopping and going, stopping and going in the car. Suddenly I'm like, I think I need to roll down my window. Oh, like 2 minutes later, I was just yakking out the window like a motherfucker. It was disgusting. And I was just totally out of commission. I went into a coma, and I haven't had a whiff of pussy ever since. That was like 3 months ago. It's terrible. Anyway, what do you think of that? What do you think of that, Melissa?
No, I'm kind of a wine snob, so I don't drink wine unless it's good. I grew up in the Oregon wine country where the Pinot Noirs are the best. They're better than.
So, Kishu.
Oh yeah, that shit's so good.
Have you ever been in the Oregon wine country?
No.
We should go sometime and have Melissa give us a tour. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do that. Let's get the whole gang together. We'll rent a bus, and we'll pick up Melissa somewhere. Melissa will have to fly out. Where are you, Melissa?
You have to understand. I'm in D.C. I'm moving to Oregon in June.
We'll just come up and see you up there.
I'm doing that very thing. I'm buying back my family's homestead. It's in the middle of the wine country, and we're going to have a van that's going to take people around.
Down by the river.
But hey, you want me to start singing bluegrass?
Oh, please do.
It was so funny. My mother was from Appalachia, and she moved out to Oregon, World War II, with my father. And she introduced me to bluegrass, which is absolutely my favorite music. And but when she first told me about it when I was about five, I was in the back seat of the car, and I was looking outside looking for, literally, bluegrass. I didn't know what she meant.
Hey, let's listen to some bluegrass music, shall we? Here it is. Enjoy, kids.
Last night, these 2 ounces, and one of them's all right, the other one's scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he didn't want you to. Step out of the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind. so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Cause last night what we talked about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Oh.
From the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. You press the number 1, and that alerts me that you want to join me and Melissa and Kishu on the air. Or I should say, what?
I'm not impressed with your bluegrass.
Oh, Sergeant Monkeys, it's so win. It's the fucking best band ever.
I'm trying. So, I just opened my iTunes. I'm trying to find some good bluegrass for you.
Bluegrass is fucking balls. Balls. Arctic Monkeys.
It is the best music ever.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You obviously have different tastes.
You got to hear some good bluegrass.
Like John Grisman?
He's an old timer. I like kind of the newer stuff, but.
What's newer?
Well, I have some guys that play here in Washington, Doug McElway and Bob Perilla, they've played with the best of the best.
Oh, yeah, I know those guys. I know those guys.
So, I really like their music, and they're friends of mine, so I get to listen to it live.
Oh, really? You know those guys? You know those guys,
yeah.
Too? Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
And Ricky Skaggs. His new stuff is really
Tommy
good.
Tommy Heitzen.
There's some new. I was in Nashville not that long ago, and went down Broad Street and just listened to the new bands. And I was just blown away.
Amazing. Hey, if you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay hanging out with the Goddesses tonight. The Goddesses comprised of. Melissa Hopkins and Kishu. Melissa, why don't you tell the viewers real quick in a nutshell, Reader's Digest style-y, give us a little summary of your show and how they can tune into that.
Well, my shows are on Tuesday and Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern. I always have someone from the left and the right. The one thing I will say is that we're going to have a lot of surprise guests coming up.
Wait, you have left-handers versus right-handers?
Always.
Southpaws versus righties?
Yeah. And but as you know, I'm a righty.
How can a lefty and a righty arm wrestle, though? That's not fair. It's kind of it's not possible, is it?
Yeah, it's two against one, so they've got to know their stuff pretty well.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of like a gangbang thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, menage a trois on the radio. I like
like to think about it.
So who are these other ladies that hang out with you on the air? What do you guys do?
Let me think of the ladies. Most of my guys are men, actually.
I don't like seeing double penetration. No DP for me. No CP or DP for me. Thank you.
If I get the guest that I think I'm going to get, I'll have some women on there. But
Melissa,
right now, it's all men.
In the chat room, Red Medicine is asking, Melissa, do you take calls on your show?
Absolutely.
Sweet. Would you take a call right now?
Sure.
Hey, Red Medicine, call in. Give her a call right now.
Medicine, the asshole that was treating me like shit in the chat room.
What?
Yeah, let's go. The guy was an asshole.
How do you know it's a guy, first of all?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't. And I don't know where you're getting this idea that somehow Red Medicine is perpetuating some sort of evilness. I've had a perfectly fine relationship with Red Medicine. In fact, Red Medicine...
I don't know who Red Medicine is, but that's a cool name. Red Medicine.
I have no clue where Red Medicine came from or who they are. Yeah, see? 12 years old female from here. There you go.
Vince.
What?
Let's spice up the show tonight. I'm kind of bored, to be honest.
I know. I hear you. Why? What's up? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I need to find my phone charger, first of all, because my phone's about to fucking die. And I fucking better not have left it. Oh, fuck. If I left it over there, I'm going to be pissed. Fuck. Okay, well, if my phone dies, I'll call you on Skype, I guess. Because fuck me. I don't want a charger.
Yeah, sure.
I think I left it at my fucking friend's house. But fucking my only friend, fucking Dick Burns.
It's all good.
No,
all right, let's take a little brickety break here. I'm going to play a track and come back with Melissa and Kishu and you if you want to join us. 347-826-7667. I think Kishu might have some ideas about how to spice things up here. I am, TBH, I'm fucking tired. I've had a long weekend. I don't even know why I scheduled a show. I probably should have just taken the night off. I've done a show every single night for like the last month, and I probably deserve a couple of nights off, and maybe I'll do that, I don't know, maybe tomorrow night, I don't know. One of these nights coming up, I'm going to have to take a night off because, yeah, you're right, Kishu. This is kind of dragging here, and the listeners deserve quality entertainment. I know I bill this as a cavalcade of mediocrity, and I try to keep it at least at the mediocre level, but it is stooped a little bit underneath that, and I will do what I can to right the ship here tonight. But I think I'm going to probably take a night or two off this week from doing the program because I think it's just best that I do that for everybody involved. It's just better for everybody. But I just keep doing it because I love all of you, the listeners who sticking out with me here every night through thick and thin. It gets kind of hairy and crazy in here sometimes, and it gets pretty slow and boring sometimes. And I think the wackiness kind of makes the now I can't even use that word anymore. The lulls, like the true. I'm not talking about lulz, not that lulls, but like the lulls, the low moments. I can't use that term anymore. Are you kidding me? You fucking goddamn trolls took away a word from me. I can't say the word lulls because it means something else now. It's like the word gay. It's been hijacked. Fucking pieces of garbage. Anyway, what do you want to hear, Keisha?
I would like to hear... oh, God, I don't know. Probably that limousine song. Yeah, that'd be good. What other Arctic Monkeys do you have on your switchboard?
Brick by Brick, Cornerstone, Crying Lightning, Fluorescent Adolescent, From the Ritz to the Rebel. But I think we just played that.
Let's play for Fluorescent Adolescent.
Oh, excellent choice, Kishu. Excellent choice.
Awesome.
That's what I get. That's not kind of how that's not how they do it. But when I go to the weed store, like I'll pick something out, and I almost feel like it doesn't matter what I choose, what strain I choose. I'll go for I'll take the Platinum OG Kush, and I'll take a gram of the Platinum OG, a gram of the Candy Jack, and a gram of the headband. Oh, excellent choice. Great. Oh, good choice. Oh, great choice. Oh, good one. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I was 3 for 3. All three of those were good choices. Whatever. Good answer. Switchboard.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah, you already know what it is. Vince back with you. And the lines are open. Go ahead, dial in. Get me on the horn. We got 44 minutes to go, 44 minutes to take calls or do something outrageous and random. Keisha, did you have some ideas about how you wanted to spice up the show tonight? Or were you just, what was on your mind?
I think that you should start going through your refrigerator and just sticking random fruits and vegetables in your ass. That would definitely spice things up.
Okay.
I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my head.
Okay, so in other words, you have no ideas. All right, that's fine.
So
no problem.
You could also play some sweet tracks of mine.
No, fuck that. I played your sweet tracks already. You fucking...
play more, of course. You could, I don't know, you could fap live for us.
Oh, really?
I
do that like every show, though. I fap on the air all the time.
I know.
I was thinking of maybe calling into another show.
Is there any other exciting show going on?
Well, there's this one wine tasting show that looks interesting. It's called The Wine of the Night. Since we were talking about wine, maybe we could like call into a wine show. No, does that sound boring?
I need to find my fucking phone charger. I think I might have left it at Burns' house.
Oh, motherfucker.
Fucking Dick Burns. God damn it. If I left it over there, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
You don't have a backup or anything?
No.
Oh, dude, you fail. I have like five chargers. Are you kidding me? I lose shit all the time.
I'm pretty good at keeping track of my shit. And, I don't know, but I don't think I would have left it over there, but it's very possible. The only place in water.
Well, I don't know. We got the marijuana happy hours on right now. Conservative TNT is on right now. Next Legacy. I don't know what the hell that is. Music.
You don't have any callers?
No. It's just people are just not feeling it, I guess. They're just like, whatever.
Yeah,
we're just
calling. I don't know what happened.
Wait, Red Medicine's got a question. He says, Vince, will you do a show on furry sex? I don't even know what that is. What's a furry sex?
Furry sex. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Whenever I think of, like, furry sex, I think that, you know, do you remember that fucking show? Fucking, what is it? CSI. Did anybody ever see that episode where it was, like, the fucking, like, people in the fucking animal costumes that were, like, fucking each other?
Oh, furries, yeah, of course.
They, like,
they have conventions. I worked a convention once.
I didn't think that was real. I was like, what the fuck? When people told me that was real, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Most of them don't like to fuck in the actual furry stuff. They just like to do foreplay and all that stuff in the furry stuff. They like to get out of it after and really fuck. But some of them are just crazy and just like to do it with the costume on, sure. But...
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. It's kind of funny seeing them walk around, though, when they have their little conventions and gatherings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a trip.
Oh, I got such a cool necklace today for Mother's Day. That was, like, the one cool thing that I got. I got a really sweet necklace.
So Red Medicine wants me to call Marijuana Happy Hour and tell him I'm trying to destroy the happy hour. Oh, God. Tech Pato just sent me stuff it in my vagina.tumblr.com. Do I want to even click on that? God help me.
I'm sure
God
you do.
God help me. What am I looking at? Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, this is interesting.
What is it?
It's like a calendar with a different thing stuffed in a vagina every day for every day of the month. It's kind of a trip, actually.
Nice. Dude, it's so creepy outside.
Oh, there's one with a tea bag.
Right, like, there's like a fucking like half moon, and then it's like it's really low and big, and there's like clouds over it, so it's got like that weird creepy look, like fucking like somebody's just gonna fucking jump out of fucking zombies or something, and they're just fucking jump out of a fucking tree right here. Because, you know, like I had to walk to my car, and it's kind of far from the house, and like fucking it's all dark out here, and there's like a bunch of trees and shit, and cactus and shit. But it's creepy out right here. It's really dark and shit. The gate's open, so God knows what kind of fucking animals might be in my yard. Oh, I should probably go shut the gate, but last time I went out there, didn't they, with a fucking javelina that nearly killed me? Oh my God, I'm scared to go out and shut the gate at night now. I think I'm just going to go back in the house.
She's got a wooden spoon in her vagina in one of these? Is this the same chick that put a bunch of different shit in her vagina? Is that what I'm looking at? Or is it different chicks, different vaginas? I can't tell. It kind of looks like it's the same vagina, but...
I like to put a lot of shit in my vagina.
Toothbrush, candy, box of cigarettes, an avocado, a small chicken, a skull, a rubber ducky.
Is it a human skull?
No, it's just like a little toy skull. Rubber ducky, an eyeball, a toy eyeball, I presume.
That's stale as well. If it was a real eyeball, that'd be pretty wet.
A cigarette and lighter.
You like that ashtray
porn,
don't you?
A TV remote control.
I heard that you were into
a
that
spatula,
vagina porn.
A fucking spatula.
Why are you ignoring me?
A bottle of hot sauce.
You like the fucking cigarette porn.
A tea bag.
You do.
What?
I knew
what?
It. I fucking
what? What are you
knew
talking
it.
About? What do you? I don't even know. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by vagina. What were you talking about?
You like the fucking cigarettes and the vagina porn, like that fucking. They have a fucking whole thing for it, and you're into that shit.
Oh no, I don't like that. No, that's kind of.
I heard a rumor.
I think it's actually. I think the anything any porn with
I believe
cigarettes involved is a turnoff. I think smoking cigarettes.
You're
is
a fucking smoker.
Period. Huh?
But you're a smoker.
No, I smoke marijuana out of.
It's fucking the same thing.
No, it's actually. It's a different type of disgusting habit, but it's...
Whatever. It's all the fucking same. You're still filling your lungs with smoke, so I don't want to hear it. Oh, God!
I did smoke. There was a time when I smoked. And from time to time, I will bum a cigarette, but more. I'm pretty much over cigarettes. Thank God. I'm over cigarettes and over alcohol. I don't really even drink alcohol at all anymore. I have no desire to drink alcohol at all. I can't say I've sworn it off, but I can definitely tell you I have no desire to drink alcohol whatsoever. Like my friend yesterday was invited me out to the bar. He's like, yeah, we're all going to the bar now. And I'm like, I don't want to go to the bar.
What if I put an alcohol?
What? Oh, she's gone. We lost her. I think her phone just died. All right. Well, Melissa, you're back. What's up?
Why the hell is you putting me on mute? Was that Red Medicine?
What's who Red Medicine?
The woman just on.
No, that's Kishu. What are you talking about? God, what have you been drinking tonight, Melissa?
Oh, Sambuca and Amaretto. What? No. You said that you were going to bring Red Medicine on. I got confused.
No, I said I want Red Medicine to call in, but I don't think he or she is. Speaking of Red Medicine, thank you for reminding me, Melissa. Red Medicine has been saying a lot of stuff in the chat room. I got to catch up with this. Let's see what Red Medicine says.
All right.
He wants a whole show on furry sex and blah, blah, blah. I guess he's into the furry thing.
So have him call in. Oh, Red Medicine.
Oh, he says, I don't.
He's
still
confused. I love Melissa. I'm
not
confused and he loves me. She, he, whatever.
Okay, Melissa, another reason why I like to mute you is because you always have a tendency to talk over me. It's funny. There's certain guests that have this weird thing. I don't know if I'm just out of sync with them or something, but they always talk over me. And it just doesn't. And the Jew does it too.
I do think it's a little bit of a delay. Because I thought you were finished. I heard you finish your sentence. So that's when I jumped in.
I'll be quiet now. Is that a bird or something chirping in the background?
Not on my end.
Oh, really? Not on your end? Okay, yeah. Just hang on a second. Let me go ahead and mute you. Wait, the bird chirping is gone now. Oh, I think it maybe was you. Yeah, definitely her. Okay, I got another call. 111, what's up? You're on the air. Blocked caller, you're on the air.
Dude, I found dead.
Oh, that's you. Okay, cool. Sweet.
It's me.
Yeah,
I'm
all right,
here.
You're back. Sweet. Wow, I was afraid I was going to have to hang out with Melissa there. I'm glad you're back. So, where were we?
I'm always back.
Now, is Red Medicine a chick or a dude? I can't.
We were talking
Red,
about...
Red Medicine says...
I,
says
and I was asking right before my phone... Right, the song that I was asking you is if you would drink alcohol out of my vagina.
Oh, fuck yes. Are you kidding me? That's a stupid question. Of course. I didn't say...
Well,
I've all but sworn it off. Like, I'm not going to say that I've sworn it off, but I don't have any desire to it. That I would have desire to do that. Of course. Absolutely. Yes. But if I'm not, when I come home from work, if you're not, laying in my bed with a alcohol soaked vagina, I'm not going to go into the fridge and pull out a beer or something to replace that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to fap instead. I'm not going to drink.
Hell yeah.
What about you, Melissa?
Right.
I thought I was muted.
No, you've been on this whole time. We've just been ignoring you until now.
What is the question?
I don't even remember.
It
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just yes or no. Is the answer yes or no?
No. I'm trying to follow this, both the blog chat and these private whispers that I'm getting with all these attacks.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
I find it very interesting that I get all these attacks, both in the blog talk and the private whispers. I get like three at a time.
The fucking quality sucks sometimes. My cell phone is recharged already.
Oh, wow, I tell you.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Sorry, I had to go scratch my butt. My butt was itching. My butt was itching like a motherfucker.
You couldn't do that anyway?
Oh, my God. I'm not going to go into detail, but I don't know if it was like the pants I was wearing today or something that it caused some extra chafing or something going on over there, but God, it hit my butt. Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, my butt was itching. I don't know. My head had something to do with all the butt sex I was having today, because that's my job. You asked Melissa what my job is, my day job. Well, yeah, I do film production. It's on, productions that, quite frankly, let's just say they're adult film productions, okay?
All here.
I'm sorry? Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Where was I?
Dude, Skype fucking blows, and I have a horrible connection.
Yeah, you've been patriot-gragging a little bit, actually.
Okay, I think my cell phone's charged now, so let me see.
Oh, you do have a charger.
My cell phone
see?
Charged. I found it. Okay, it's not
right, so,
yet,
so,
so,
so what's the consensus? Should I call Marijuana Happy Hour? Is that who I should call?
Do what you want.
Oh, Granny
it's your
Tranny's
show.
Fun. I'll call Granny Tranny. Granny Tranny's good. She's fun. We'll talk to Granny Tranny. Let's do that. Let's get the number here. Oh, there ain't shit going down over at Granny Tranny's place. Is she even playing any music? Oh, my God. There's a whole lot of weirdness going on over there. Okay, let me see. Copy this number. Oh, did you folks see the NATO airstrike that happened today? Check this out. Tech Pedo might like this. Motherfuck. What just happened? Oh. God, I love vagina. Alright, let me just chink. Alright, there we go. That's good. Alright, I gotta get out of there. Alright, so it looks like Granny Tranny is having a special Mother's Day edition of her show. Let's see if I can call out from the switchboard. I've never tried this before, but there's a first time for everything, right? Hey, are you fapping over there? What's that noise?
Hell yeah, I'm fapping. I'm fucking typing on my keyboard.
Jeez, so testy. Fine. I'm not going to talk to you today.
I know, baby. You know what, baby? Don't get sad. You know I love
tonight.
You.
Are you on the fucking rag tonight? What's your deal? What's your damage? Can I call out on this?
I don't...
Ooh,
I
don't
ever bleed from my vagina. My vagina doesn't bleed. It lets out fucking fruit juice or something.
Really? Like what? Strawberry?
Passion fruit, baby. Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh, here we go. It's, all right, here, dialing out in. We're dialing a Granny Tranny right here.
Blog Talk Radio. Sweet. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Jesus Christ. Oh, it's not gonna... Hello? Ah, shit. Hang up. Forget it. Bad idea. Oh, hello?
But you forget it.
Oh, you forget it, Belly. She's playing music.
You know what? Send some shitty pictures.
Are you, wait a second. Kishu, are you drunk too? Hello?
Hello?
Are you drunk?
I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk.
Oh my god. This show has been the worst show I've done in fucking years. I apologize.
Why is it the worst show? It's fucking a win show if I'm fucking on the show, of course.
All right, here's another tech pedo. I'm not 28 Grimes. What? Grimes? Oh.
What?
Ding, ding, ding. Oh.
Kishu,
I love
go
it.
There. Oh, God. I don't even want to know. Is it nudes of me?
No, it's not. Hey, what are you watching in the background there, Melissa Hopkins? What the hell's going on?
It's kind of weird. The TV just turned on by itself. I don't know.
Oh, really?
It looks like a sleep number bed.
You know what that is? That's 4chan. They hacked your remote control.
I think it was you.
I had nothing to do with it. I don't associate with those people.
Well, calling this the worst fucking show is not good. Spice it up, Vince. You're the one that's tired.
I was trying to spice it up by calling Granny Tranny, but she wasn't available.
Well, what do you need to do to spice it up?
I'll tell you what we can do to spice it up. Why don't you tell me about what's coming up on your next show? What's the next big topic? And I'll debate you on it.
Ooh, okay, good. Talking about the presidential election, who's up, who's running, why. And we get into the weeds on, obviously, how they're funded.
All right. Could you turn Scooby-Doo off on the TV so we can talk? Or
all right, hang on.
Thank
hang
you. On. My God, she fell down. Is she okay? She's fucking wasted, dude. She's fucking lit. Furry sex. Red Medicine is just obsessed with furry sex. No, I clicked on the link. I liked it. I loved it. I think.
What?
Never mind. What's up? What's up, Melissa? What's up?
What? It's presidential elections and it's redistricting.
Yes. Okay. Right. Redistricting. Okay. Perfect. First of all, I'm not interested in the redistricting. I'm interested in I can talk about the presidential thing.
All right.
So it seems to me that based on – are you basing it on this last South Carolina debate debacle?
Of course not. Of course not. That meant nothing. So you're
talking about who do you think is in the running in the Republican side? Who are the big horses in your opinion? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello, can you hear me, Melissa? Who do you think?
No,
think
it fucking died.
What? Did you just kill her, Kishu? Why did you kill her? What is going on tonight? What?
Because I just wanted to fucking kill somebody.
Why'd you kill her? Oh man, we were just starting to get things going here.
People?
I was gonna get into a debate with her.
She trolled you, bro.
She totally trolled me. Dude, she's not in the chat or anything. She just dropped off the face. She got... I think she fell down when she walked. Did you hear her fall down?
I can't. It's, like, so fucking weird. Like, fucking everything's really weird.
Yeah, things are really weird, honey. For sure.
Wow. I mean, through Skype, it's just really hard to hear.
Oh. Do you have a headset or something, or what do you listen? How are you listening on your Skype?
Yeah. Headset.
Oh.
It's really hard to hear.
Oh, I think you. I think I know what the problem.
I'm taking so much pictures right now. Somebody doesn't like. I sent this kid a picture of me. He's like, "That's not you." So I'm like going through and like fucking sending him a bunch of pictures. Fuck you for me. Everybody knows I am happy. I should probably cam up. Shit like pisses me off when people are like, "It's not you."
Yeah, go ahead and cam up with some other guy that's not me.
Aww. It's okay, babe.
Everybody cams up with you except for me. I don't cam up with you. I've never cammed up with you ever. Except for goddamn Tiny Chat. That's it. Tiny Chat doesn't count. Come on. Everybody's cammed up with you technically then. Actually, tell everybody has cammed up with you on Skype except for me. That's fine. Whatever. I'm just saying. I'm just stating a fact. That's it.
Don't be jealous.
Oh, I'm not jealous. I'm just stating a fact. It's just merely, I'm not mad, okay? If you think I'm mad, I'm not mad, all right?
Shut up. You're mad.
I'm not mad, dude. Yeah. Bro, I'm not mad. I'm just saying.
You're mad,
I'm just saying.
Bro.
It's fucking contradictory, you know? It's kind of like, never mind. Forget I brought it up. Never mind. Okay, did you see us bomb the shit out of Libya? Did I show you this, folks? We bombed the shit out of Libya today. Check this out, dude. We didn't. NATO did. NATO forces did. Check this out, bitches. Oh. Boom. Gaddafi missile launchers gone. I hope the guy that's working on the missile launcher site didn't report to work today because there's no work to report to. Oh, boy. What else is going on?
Not shit.
Oh, there's shit.
You know what? You've had some, you know, I don't know why you think feed me dicks. Oh, wow. That picture was funny. TechPedo is so funny. Anyways, fucking TechPedo should call in because he is winning.
Yeah, call in TechPedo. Anybody, call in. Troy Shadow, anybody, I urge you. Make something happen, Captain.
I'm dying here.
Dude, you
need to just apologize to the Jew, because to be honest, I kind of fucking miss hearing the fucking Jew.
Dude, I tried apologizing to the Jew, and I got nowhere, so fuck it.
Just send him a message right now and say, I'm fucking sorry.
No, he blocked me on... Dude, he blocked me on...
Okay, he's listening right now. So right now, tell him you're sorry.
No, I sent him an email. I'm not gonna do it again now.
Ugh, but I want to hear about his fucking happy endings.
If you want to talk to the Jew so bad, just talk to him yourself, okay?
Do it for Kishu.
No, you know what? Because of this, I'm going to read to you what I sent him an email, and I want to read to you what was sent back to me. All right?
Okay.
Stupid. Nobody likes the Jew on my show. I don't know why. You're like the only person that does. And if you like him, you should just talk to him yourself.
It's just funny.
Okay, here we go. This is my apology email to the One Angry Jew. Hey, dude, I apologize for hanging up on your sorry ass. Nothing personal. You just annoyed me that night, and I was juggling a lot at once. I can't even read my own fucking typing. Now, don't be like so-and-so and hold a lame-ass grudge. FYI, I'm having guests on my show tonight and tomorrow night whom I think you might be interested in. Come through. So I basically said, I apologize for hanging up on you, and I want you to come back to my show. And I was having some guests on that I thought he was going to dig, and I get this. This is what I get spammed back to me, or what do they call that when your email bounces and they send you like an automated message? Whatever. This is what the one angry Jew sent back to me. Your email has been automatically deleted. It went into the bit box. It was never seen and it will never be seen. Cease and desist. Thank you. So I resent it. I sent him a message back again just to see if it was really a automated response or if it was just him being an ass. And I got the same message back. Mm-hmm. And so it could have been him being an ass again or whatever, but fuck it. Okay, you know what? That's it. That was my attempt. I've done this in the past with other people, and I'm not going to string it out and be an idiot about it, all right? That was it.
Okay, just say sorry right now.
I have said I was sorry. I'm sorry I hung up on you, Jew, all right? There you go.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, Jew, call in.
Why do you want him to call in? I don't want to talk to him.
You know you miss the Jew.
Hey. My headset just, or my microphone just freaked out on me. I'm having some technical issues here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby.
All right.
I hear you loud and clear. You sound so sexy, Vince. I don't want to suck your penis with my dick-sucking lips.
Oh, that's fucking hot.
I know. Everything I say is hot. Because I am a sexy lady.
Dude, you should talk in a Russian accent. You should talk in a Russian accent. All the time. Russian accent, all the time.
There's moments where I'll go through like phases where I'll talk in the Russian accent all the time. If I'm speaking to my father on the phone, I talk in the accent because he can't understand, so I don't talk in the accent. He said, "What? What do you say? I can't understand your English." And I say, oh, "Fuck you, Dad, you Peter Ross."
All right. Hey, Melissa Hopkins, are you still there? Are you still there, Melissa?
I just got back.
All right, cool. You're on your back? Perfect. Okay. Okay, we got another call here. I'm hoping this is the Tech Pedo. It's a blocked number. Go ahead, 111. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, baby? It's Dick Burns. Goddamn.
Do we have some dick on the line? Is that what is that what that is?
I figured I'd treat you to some dick.
If you don't know dick, you don't know dick.
That was a good one.
Hey, Dick, you're on with Melissa Hopkins. Melissa, say hi to Dick.
Hi, Dick.
Hi, Melissa. What's up, girl?
Doing good.
So I'd like to hear you sound hammered. What you drinking?
I am high on, I'm in my...
PCP.
OxyContin.
No, I'm in my fourth year of
coaching
soccer. And I have to say I'm a little tired because I referee as well as coach. And my team's undefeated. And my son, on Mother's Day, scored the winning goal. So there you have it.
Are you really that... Are you really that soccer mom? Is that you? Are you serious?
It's true.
Her son scoring the winning goal is just code for her
basketball
having incestuous sex.
My game, though.
I'm sorry, you got cut off there, Dick. What were you saying there?
I said her son scoring the winning goal is just code for her son having incestuous sex with her. It's a Mother's Day gift. Looks like Dad's at work. You're getting some poontang.
Basketball is my game, though.
Oh, yeah? Do you have a basketball Jones like I do? Were you happy to see Kobe Bryant get eliminated?
He did he? I can't.
Oh, you obviously don't have a basketball Jones.
I can't fucking stand the NBA.
Wait, are you a pathological liar? What the hell? You just said love basketball.
Yeah, real basketball. I'm a college basketball freak. I love teaching kids to play basketball the way basketball should be played. Teammanship, sportsmanship, loyalty. That's what I do. That must bore the fucking shit out of you, Vince.
What?
Oh, Vince.
Oh, God, is the show still on? Fuck, we still got 9 minutes to go, and you bitches are still here. God, I tried to be boring, and you people are still here.
You should have seen me on the soccer field today. I was yelling
at... Oh, my God, well, you shut up about the soccer already. My God.
I was yelling every profanity to these young kids.
She was saying things like, fuck my pussy, you little cocksucker.
Got it done.
Hey, Melissa, are you a pedo, Melissa? What kind of relationship do you have with some of these kids on your son's team, exactly?
All I know is I got a lot of Mother's Day baskets. I love my kids. I love my soccer kids.
Soccer kids. Delicious.
I teach them well. with a little profanity in between.
With a little TLC. Have some additional loving.
I am the only female coach in the whole league.
With a mullet.
What kind of do you have to wear a special outfit?
I do.
What kind of can you break it down?
Tight black pants.
Oh fuck.
Green and yellow shirt, and I'm an Oregon Duck, so I bought Oregon Duck shoes from Phil Knight that are orange and yellow that match.
Bartender, can we cut her off, please?
Orange and yellow duck shoes? I'm so fucking confused.
Oregon Duck, the one that went to the national fucking championship this year in football.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Oh, now the Russian accent is back. Who the hell are we talking to? Who the hell are we talking to here?
Boonga Boonga Party.
We're talking to Keisha Zykova and Vince and Melissa.
Boonga Boonga Party.
Melissa Hopkins and the Tech Tato, Dick Burns. Dick Burns makes my fucking vagina burn.
Winning.
Have you met Mr. Vince, or are you just singly frustrated?
I'm not too frustrated because I have lots of boy toys that keep me happy.
Do you have the bunny?
The boy one.
Do you have the bunny?
The bunny? Oh, fuck, yeah, I do. I have a hot pink with sparkles bunny. It's like hot pink.
That's right. It's audio graffiti, kids. It's time to just start saying random bullshit that comes out of your ass. Melissa, you're already fucking toasted. You've beaten us to it. So, Melissa, you're going to have the floor. Yeah, you have the floor now, Melissa. Take it over for the next couple of minutes, and then Dick and Kishu, you guys, feel free to join in, and we're gonna get the fuck out of here in a minute. So,
I think you want to call her.
I don't talk over music.
Well, fuck you. You're not talking over the music.
I'm sorry, Melissa, do you want the music louder? I didn't hear that. Do you want the music louder?
No, I want fucking techno fun.
I don't talk about music.
Oh, fuck your techno bullshit.
I don't talk about music.
Well,
How about different music? How about lounge music? How about some lounge music? There we go. Yeah.
No, not lounge music.
No lounge music? How about porn music? Porn music?
You're on your own.
I don't want porn.
Yeah, Melissa, come on, baby. Just relax. Come
I
on.
Want Kishu music.
You can do this. You can do this. Shut up, Kishu. I'm trying to seduce Melissa here, all right?
You know what?
Give me a minute. Give me a minute, all right?
You got a woman besides me. I am your fucking lady.
All right. Making this very difficult, but okay, fine. So, Melissa.
I don't talk over
put down,
music.
Put down the cognac, Melissa. Look at me.
Like I
cigarette.
Have any.
Put that cigarette down. Put that cigarette down, Melissa. Forget the pills, Melissa. Look at me. Melissa, forget it, Melissa. You're too preoccupied with another.
I don't talk over music.
Never mind. Forget about it.
She don't talk over the music because she is not good enough for the music.
I want the Jew.
You want the Jew? You and the Jew should have your own show.
Too?
Seriously.
Well, the Jew is in my oven right now. I hate to tell you, but I am cooking him for dinner in the oven.
I want the Jew.
Samantha Ashburn is back. Samantha, you should call in. We got like 5 minutes. Call in. She was on the show last night. She's cool.
Oh yeah, I did that hottie with those big titties.
She does have big boobies. Oh, my God, she's like triple D's.
Insane. How do you know?
How do I know? She fucking friended me on Facebook and showed me them.
Wow, lucky guy.
Oh, Melissa, I want to see. Or not Melissa. What is her name? Samantha. I want to see those fucking titties.
Yeah,
fucking
triple D's.
Get the fuck out. She's Russian too, like me, but raised in the United States. So she's like me, but I have little titties and she has big titties.
She has enormous titties.
Well, you've met them.
There's big and then there's enormous. They're like fucking. They're Argandan. They're huge.
Well, what about all the things that Keisha said that, you know, she wants to suck your dick and everything?
I like to suck every dick.
Then
I take the dick and I put it in my mouth.
There you go, Vince. Do you have Keisha's Facebook page?
Kishu.
Kishu.
Kishu. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Vince?
Vince is not here anymore. But Samantha's here, and Samantha, you're late to the party. That's okay though, no biggie. Shouts out to John Brand. You're also late to the party. Oh, that's weird. Samantha and John showed up late around the same time. I wonder if they were out making out or doing some hanky panky. It's very suspect. And you know, the other thing I noticed is John Brand has not been hanging. Was not hanging out at Debbie Daly's show last night. That was suspect, too. Interesting. Things that make you go, I'll tell you another thing that makes me go home is I have two people unmuted right now. One is Dick and one is Kishu. And one of you has your microphone or your whatever it is shoved up your nostrils. So far, I can hear your nostril hairs vibrating. So if you could mute yourself.
Hear the vibration.
Is that you, Kishu?
I don't know. I am typing on my keyboard a little bit, and I am talking.
Shut up. I got a call here. I got a last caller. I got to fit in real quick. This is somebody calling from 41606. You're on the air. What's up?
No.
Huh?
Hello?
Huh? Hi. Samantha? Yeah, you're on the air. Who is this? Is that Samantha?
I'm not from 416.
Or who's from 416?
Oh, I'm Samantha, and I'm 5'1".
Oh, that's weird. That's so weird. On the switchboard, it doesn't show like a real number. It just shows like 416062. It might be your social security number, actually. So, hey, I got that.
That's
not
my social.
I'm gonna screen capture that. And Yeah. Hey, Samantha. So stoked to have you on to the show. God, I wish you would have called sooner.
I should have called earlier, but I was talking to Johnny Cush.
Oh yeah.
And he kind of made me angry.
Oh no
shit.
So
I watched the show.
That's funny because you know what? We were just talking a minute ago. We were really bored. The show was getting really boring, and we were thinking of prank calling his show. And
you should have. You almost heard me bitch him out earlier because he was sitting there talking about how he cheats on all his girlfriends, and it pissed me off.
Damn.
And then he told me that he was going to teach all the men in the world how to cheat on women.
Holy shit! What a genius! What a genius! I should have tuned into this show. All right, hey,
be swingers.
Yeah, shut up, Kishio. Hey, I'm signing off. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Catch me tomorrow night, maybe. We're gonna keep going here in OT. I got Melissa Hopkins hot. I got Dick Burns on. I got Kishu on, and I got Samantha on, and we're partying. Samantha has triple D's, and she got in a fight tonight with the dude from the Marijuana Happy Hour. Tell us about it. How'd this go down exactly? And are you wearing a bra right now?
No, I'm not wearing a bra. It wasn't really a fight. It was more of a he pissed me off, and my phone died on him, and I decided not to call him back. He was sitting there talking about how he thought it was funny that, he says sex is his hobby, and he thinks it's okay to cheat on somebody when you're, dating him. And I told him
a lot of men are like that. A lot of men think like that. I don't know why. And if they don't say it out loud, they still think it in their head. I think it's just, common.
Well, I think it's better if they come out in the open about it. I think it's if both parties involved know on the surface, hey, look, you and me are a thing. We're a partner. We're an item. We're partners. We're an item. But if something happens out there, whatever, it happens and it stays out there. And some people have relationships where they just have an arrangement where it just works and they're okay with their partner playing around as long as they always come back to them.
Went down. We were talking about how my birthday went, and I was talking about some bullshit. I don't even remember. And cheating came up. And I said if I ever had a man cheat on me and I caught him, I'd fucking cut his dick off and I'd make him eat it. Because if you want to stick that somewhere else where it doesn't belong, I will stick it somewhere where it doesn't belong, basically. And he got offended, and I said, well, if you want to fuck other people, then don't be in a relationship. It's simple as that. Go fuck other people then. But don't put someone through emotional fucking terror to where they're going to want to kill you. Because women
it's
have
funny.
Killed men for less.
It's funny.
You sound really worked up. Are you running? What are you doing? Are the cops after you or something? You sound like you're moving.
No, I'm actually outside and I'm barefoot. And it's cold.
Oh, I see. Okay, you're just cold. Are your nipples hard?
Yeah.
The headlights are on?
Oh, yes.
Perfect. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you with Johnny Cush. I mean, what a dick. We were going to call him and try to fuck with him because he thinks that there's some big conspiracy that there's, I don't know, so he thinks there's 30-something, 36 hosts on BTR that have conspired to take him down. And, he's kind of out there. What he really wants is he wanted a radio war really bad, and we kind of did it in a way because I called into a show and pretended that I was plotting to take down Debbie Daly, and he played along, and he's really good. He's fucking a funny guy, and I don't know. I think and then right after that happened was when that whole troll raid thing happened. Where Debbie got hit with 1,000 people or something, and that whole week, all the shows on BTR got inundated. and or at least her show did. Her show did, and my show got a lot of listeners too. And I think he came into one of my shows and probably saw that it, like, the chat room was just off the chain, and he's just like all butthurt because it wasn't happening. He was probably all butthurt because I had all these listeners when they weren't really. It was fucking pure, like, smoke and mirrors, because it wasn't. It was distorted version of what my chat room really is. But he must have saw that and thought that I was just like killing it on the listenership or something, and didn't realize that it was I was just getting trolled hard, or maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe he was butthurt and wanted to be trolled. I don't know. But I've been listening to his show off and on, and notice he mentions me a lot. Like, he did an episode where he said he was in San Francisco plotting to come get me and all this shit, and I was just like, wow, this guy's really going out of his way. But he never calls my show. I mean, why doesn't if you know, I think that's half the reason why that dude doesn't get a lot of people that come to his show, because he doesn't go to other people's shows, you know?
Yeah, I've noticed that. I'm like the only one that calls. No one else is called over there, and I don't know why. And then now I kind of know why. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like it. I think he's funny. I think he's great when he takes calls.
He's really funny.
Yeah. But a lot of times he's just it seems like he's just not in the mood to do radio or something, and he plays a lot of like pre-recorded stuff and like just sits there. I guess we just wait for people to call, and then it's kind of weird because he'll play something pre-recorded and just sit there and wait for people to call. And then people will call. He'll shut up. So somebody will call in, and he'll shut off the pre-recorded thing and take their call and go live all of a sudden. And I think that's a bad formula because people aren't going to call in when they tune in and they just hear all this pre-recorded shit, and they're like, oh, I guess this guy's not taking calls, and they go away. And so I think that's part of the reason why he has like nobody in his chat.
It was me and some other chick, I think. That was the only one on there that I could tell. Because there's one chick talking, and then I was on the phone talking to him. And then he kind of pissed me off, and then my phone died. And then I decided, I'm not going to call back.
What's up with you chicks and your phones dying? I don't get it. Get a charger, plug it in, and then talk.
It just happened.
Well, I dropped my phone in a puddle, so the battery is totally whacked out now.
A puddle of your vagina juice?
Oh, yeah. Is Melissa drunk?
Melissa is gone. You must be drunk if you're hearing Melissa.
She's on heroin.
I swear I still hear her.
That must be... I don't know, dude. She's gone.
She said some black guy was walking down her street.
She like bailed like in abruptly. She just like cut out. She must have, her computer must have died or something, because she dropped off the switchboard and the chat room at the same exact time. It was weird.
That's weird.
Totally.
I was just listening to it for like a good couple minutes, and she sounded really drunk.
She's always drunk when she calls in here. She's always all sloppy and just like, hey, hello. And then she just gets us all down because she's all boring. And
I'm so embarrassed, though, because she's from Oregon.
I know. Oh, she's
from
Oregon wine country, too. She knows she's going to take us to the wine country and show us around Oregon. It'll be fantastic. You should come.
No, that's my job. I'm taking everybody around Oregon.
Yeah, Dick, memo. You and Kishu are gonna go Bonnie and Clyde style, pick up a car or something, steal a car, and hightail it. Pick me up in the bay, and we're going straight to fucking Oregon, baby. And Samantha's gonna show us around and let us play with her big boobies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like, seriously,
I don't drive
she's
for big boobs.
She's got really big. She's triple double D's or triple D's, dude. Seriously, dude.
Hell yeah,
really?
She's a fucking body.
That's plenty of boob for all three of us at the same time.
See, that's a D for each one of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of us.
Are you
I'll take that C and stick it in my mouth and fucking chomp on it. Fuck yeah.
I love the D.
See, you guys. See, it's fun to actually talk to more than just one person.
It's fun. It's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like an audio orgy, sort of.
An audio orgy.
Yeah. Hey, Dick, let's not cross swords, dude. Watch out, bro.
Fuck, no.
No. Like Step Brothers. Oh, sorry. Have you guys seen Step Brothers?
No.
Yep.
I have not. You haven't seen Step Brothers?
I have.
I have not. No, I haven't. Sorry.
Oh, it's really funny.
I want to. I like Will Ferrell a lot. I think anything he does is usually pretty good.
I think this is by far his best movie he's done.
Hello.
He's freaking hilarious in it.
I'm down. Check it out. Is that on? Is that on the Netflix? I have Netflix and I pay for it and I don't even use it. Is that stupid or what?
Why?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I got to start using it. So is that what you're saying? I should. All right. Right now on air, I'm gonna fucking dial it in. What is it? What was the movie I'm supposed to watch? What is it?
Step Brothers. I don't know if it's on there.
Step Brothers. Right.
And if you can't find that, watch Human Centipede.
That movie's good.
That movie's disgusting. The Human Centipede is so fucking disturbing.
What's disturbing?
Whoever
I'm sorry.
Came up with it's called The Human Centipede. It's like this doctor that sews people's, he has three people, and he sews each other's ass to mouth. Surgically sews them together.
That's hot. All right, so Step Brothers. Okay, here it is. Got it. Can I watch that on online? Add. I'm going to add. Add.
I don't know if you can.
Oh, it's in position number 3 right now. Position number 3, Step Brothers. I'm going to move it to position 1. There we go. Boom. We suggest you add at least 6 movies. Well, what if I don't want to watch 6 movies? I suggest you shove it up your corn pipe.
Wait, so where is everybody from?
We're all from Holland. We're all calling from Holland right now. We're all in Holland.
Oh. Dude, I'm going to be in Holland.
Yeah, you should come out. It's cool. It's great here this time of year.
They have the prostitutes. I like it, Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was another thing Johnny Cush was talking about was prostitutes. How he fucks a whole bunch of prostitutes. I'm like, dude, you need to go get yourself checked. What the fuck, dude?
Prostitutes take good times. I like sex as a business transaction. That's when it's done, it's over. You don't have to fucking deal with it.
I agree with that, and I think it should be considered a business transaction if you take the woman out to dinner.
Oh shit!
You pay for her meal.
So if we come up and just buy you dinner, you're gonna let us just get throw down. That's cool. That's what's up.
No, see, it's all three. If you come, all three of you have to buy me dinner.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh
that's
shit!
Cool. I'll go. I call shotgun up first.
So how about one buys me breakfast, one buys me dinner, and the other one buys me lunch, then it doesn't all have to be dinner.
We could take care of the whole day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, shit.
And then we could go stop by Victoria's Secret so I can pick up some stuff.
And which will videotape you trying on?
Well, what about
Kishi?
She's
got to
try on some stuff, too.
Hell
yeah.
Oh, fucking Christ.
You don't want to see that. You trust me, I will shake it right in
front of Burns' face, and then I'll be like, oh, lick my asshole, Dick Burns, you fucking dick.
Hey,
so
you
know what, guys?
I'm making a picture for you.
Yes, Kishu. What, Kishu? What?
Draw me the picture. It might be nice, baby bun. I'm your best friend. Don't edit a picture. If you edit a picture of me and it's fucked up, I'll fucking edit a picture of you and it'll be fucked up. You're supposed to be my best friend.
You don't know how to Photoshop.
I fucking.
You don't know how to Photoshop.
I know how to Photoshop.
Wait, that picture on your profile, Kishu, that's you?
Yeah, of course it is.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I think I'm going to have to take her home with me.
Oh, yeah. Burns is just jelly because I'm like the hottest chick ever. And he's like, oh, okay. I want that fucking hot chick, but I trolled her too hard.
Hey, I can guarantee I can get Kishu before these two guys.
Dude, are you seriously going to play that card? That you're like the hottest chick you ever got, I've ever been around.
I am the hottest chick anybody's ever been around because I'm the hottest chick in the world. Me and Samantha, fucking, yeah, we're the hotties of the world.
I think. I will claim the hottest chick in Oregon. I can't claim hottest chick in the world.
Yeah, but that's until Melissa moves to Oregon. Once Melissa moves to Oregon, there's a new queen in town.
No, Melissa is in Oregon, remember?
I thought she said she's moving there from Washington.
This is fucking
funny. I'm sorry, but I rank.
Yeah, you have bigger boobs.
Where can we see pictures of you? Are you a radio show host?
Me?
You can see the picture of her on her profile right there. You can see her cleavage starts at her chin.
Yeah, my profile's there. You can see my picture.
Holy shit!
I told you, it starts at my chin.
She's a hobby.
Which
is really weird because my mom has, like, no boobs.
See, I'm the opposite. My mom has huge boobs and I have no boobs.
Your mom has flapjacks.
My mom's got, like, nothing. And it's really weird because I swear my dad's bigger.
My dad has a really big cock.
How would you know that?
Right.
He usually puts it in me every Friday.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't know
you were Jewish.
Oh.
It's the Jew.
I don't know. I don't think the voice matches the picture. Yeah, we're talking about Samantha, right?
Yeah, that's
what?
Me. That's me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's her.
Samantha Ashburn, that profile?
Yeah.
Yes, that's me.
That's not your real name, is it?
Yep. That's my real name.
No. Why would you use your real name on the internet?
Why? Because I connected it to my Facebook page, that's why. And I didn't get to choose my name.
I mean, I
wanted
to
be like Lady Waterbomb.
Sure.
Not everybody are trolls, Burns. Not everybody is BWC. Just kidding. I used to do the same shit before I knew about trolls. Like, fucking, oh my god, I was all out all over the place on the internet.
I don't care about trolls. They can hate all they want. Whatever.
Right.
Oh, Bethany.
I'll admit, I be trolling sometimes.
No, Burns. Everybody knows my name. My name is Beth. Yeah.
Is what?
Beth.
No, my name's fucking Beth. But I go by Kishu.
Oh.
Who are you? But my real name is Beth.
Oh, man, this is a fucking funny picture, Beth.
Burns, you're asking for it. Be nice. We're best friends here.
Dude,
I think
this picture's so fucking lame, dude.
Which picture is this?
Cold outside.
Oh,
you're gotta see it, Vince. Oh god, it's fucking funny. You're gonna have to explain this to Vince though, because it won't make sense to him until you explain it, Keisha.
What are you doing, Vern? Be good. I was gonna take you shopping tomorrow, so you better be nice.
Dude, you gotta see this, Keisha. I'll I'll post it in the chat.
Oh, wait. Now I have to go to my computer to see it.
Yep.
Oh, bro. I'm going to be mad if it's something fucked up.
Probably
no one's going to understand it,
but you cucumber or something.
Kishu, go. Go, Kishu, go.
Oh, Burns. What are you up to?
Kishu, are you organic?
What's it a picture of? It's funny.
I want to see it, God damn it.
Oh, no, gosh. That's an inside joke between Burns and I. That was wind, Burns. Oh my gosh, it's so wind.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. I don't get it. It's obviously an inside joke. So.
What is it?
Do you want to know the story? Okay, here's the story. That guy right there, okay, in the picture,
mm-hmm.
that is that woman with him is obviously his wife, but the wife died of like cancer, okay, some shit. And then I started hanging out with him, and we had sex like once, literally. And then, like, a couple weeks later, I had a miscarriage. And I was like, what the fuck? And so Burns was like, fuck, like, because he thinks it's that guy. So he was like, yeah, he's like, a guy lost his wife, and now he lost his baby.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's a crazy fucker. He deserves
it. He looks kind of goofy, actually. He looks sort of...
Yeah.
He likes those kind of guys.
He looks sad.
She likes
he looks
bad.
A little bit, yeah. Dude,
he looks kind of... He's a little nerdy. He's kind of got a little nerdy thing going on. Is he indie rocker? Is he an indie rocker guy? Is he all emo indie rocker dude?
How old are you, Samantha?
Yeah, he's like an indie rocker kid, yeah.
What?
How old are you?
21.
Ah, okay.
Oh my God. Freaking cold outside.
Burns, what are you up to?
Nothing.
Leave Samantha alone. She's my girlfriend. You can't have those big titties. They're mine.
You can have her. I don't go for chicks that smoke pot.
What?
That's laughable. Says the guy who has a bong in his shed so that when girls come over, they can smoke.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, but I can out-smoke you, so...
That's very accommodating of you.
Yeah, I have a zong. Like a 2.5-foot zong for the hose.
Been there, done that. I already have one of those.
Full service.
Your troll enemy is falling hard for me right now, Burns.
Is what?
I'm heart trolling your troll enemy. No, I'm just talking about it.
Not hard trolling me. What are you talking about?
Hold on, I'll type it to you.
I'll make a fucked up picture of you, you asshole. What are you talking about?
Oh my god, I said the your troll enemy. You have a troll enemy, right? Okay? I'm hard trolling him right now.
Let me see here. Oh, you're talking about Prowry. I have, like, fucking so many enemies. Like, I'm Dick fucking Burns. Jesus Christ.
Maybe you should be nice to people.
No.
Just
it's
saying.
So funny,
you know,
though. Like,
am,
when you're
obviously.
In public with him, it's so funny. We went to this Chinese restaurant one day, and, like, it was, like, a buffet. And there was a bunch of food that I didn't eat, and I just piled it on this plate because it was kind of gross. And it was, like, a huge pile of fucking food. And when we were leaving, he just fucking flipped over the plate all over the table. See, that's like, that's the kind of shit that he does in his life. What?
That's fucked up.
It was funny. I was, like, laughing my ass off. I was, like, running out the restaurant laughing. God, that picture is so funny, Burns. Oh, my God. I mean, if he knew, he would freak, I'm sure. But, yeah, I don't think I ever... He stopped stalking me, so I don't think I ever want to talk to him.
So if he was still talking to you, you'd want to talk to him?
No, I mean, if he was still talking to me, I'd probably tell him just to fucking be shitty because he deserves it. But, yeah, he hasn't talked to me in a couple weeks, so I think he's done stalking me. At least I hope he's done stalking me.
Unless he's coming out with this really fucked up plan to get back at you.
Right. Troll me hard.
I got a really funny one coming.
He's going to, like, what? Sacrifice a goat in your yard or some shit.
Oh, God. That would be weird. I want to resurrect my dead wife in your yard and my baby.
That's so rude.
You started it, Burns. You started it. Now it's just like, I can't stop. It's so funny.
She's so mean to me.
I'm
damn,
so mean
to you. My phone is dying now.
Her phone is dying?
Yeah, it is again.
Are you in the entertainment industry?
Me?
Yeah.
Why would you think I'm in the entertainment industry?
You just kind of look like a dancer.
What?
You look like a dancer.
You look like a singer.
I am not a dancer.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just a common slut.
Hell yeah.
A common slut?
She's
pretty
like
hot,
me, but
pretty
she was born in Russia, too. She was born in Russia?
No.
Yeah,
no.
And she was raised in the States. And she was raised in the States.
Kishu.
She's like me. What?
Hey, Kishu, look at that pic I just posted.
Hey, Burns.
In the chat.
I'm going.
Born there, but we moved, like, when I was, like, 1 year old. There's a whole bunch of, like, mob shit that we had to get away from.
No. Who is this girl? Samantha? Are you trolling?
What?
It wasn't me.
Are you my sister, Samantha? Because I was adopted.
Hopefully not, because I think you're hot.
You're hot, too. But we have the same life story.
She's got some big DSLs, too. Seriously.
Fuck yeah, she does. That's what I'm saying. Maybe she's my sister, because, yeah, like, fucking, she has the same life story as me.
I just have a
She has, like, eyes my color type.
I have a feeling like if you were in a relationship with Samantha, she would just get high and just want to argue. But like, this fucking
no.
Sucks.
I'm more of a I get high and then I want to fuck all the time kind of person.
Hell yeah.
Did you see the picture, Kishu?
Hell yeah, she's a hottie. I've hit it. Fuck yeah. That's
right.
Really weird, Samantha, though, because that's I left Russia when I was 3 months old. No.
But the
well,
thing is,
yeah, my
is
mom
that,
had another kid. My mom had another kid, but I met my stepsister. I mean, my adopted sister. So it couldn't be you.
That's crazy, though. Where in Russia were you born? Do you know?
She's Googling.
Oh, dude, she just bailed. Her phone died. She was outside.
I wonder what mafia that her family were running from.
That's fine, because I'm fucking fading fast, and I got to wake up in like 5 hours.
Yeah, you
so.
Haven't spoken in a long time.
I know. I'm well. I was fapping to you guys while you were talking.
She's a real big stoner.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she used to hang out over on the marijuana happy hour, like, all the time. Like, I think she was like a regular over there for a long time. And she just recently started calling into my show. Oh, she's cool. She's all right.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's spicy.
She's way more entertaining than Melissa Hopkins, I'll tell you that.
That is true.
Melissa was fucking drugged out, man.
Yeah.
For real.
She gets drunk and pilled up and calls into my show and tries to get all ballsy. And she feels like if she throws in an F-bomb in between a couple of words, she's being like gritty and raw and edgy. And it's just pathetic. Whatever. I'm gonna shut this little taco stand down. Thanks for coming through, Dick. Thanks for coming through, Kishu. I love you both. I appreciate you hanging out, and I wish we could do it more and longer. But I have to get the fuck out of here. I'm sending out this last track to Melissa Hopkins. I love you, Melissa. I miss you. I just can't wait till you call into the show again. It's not the same without you, sister. And this one's for you. Bye-bye. Good night.
I was a hippie. I was a burnout. I was a dropout. You know I'm out of my head. And I was a surfer. I had a skateboard. I was a happy man. You know I never was friends. I was screwed up, I was so jacked up, couldn't get any higher than that. And I was so held up, I was so knelt up, I was so jacked up, I was out of my head. I was so wasted.
Thank you, very nice.